This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise and we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is about one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. My brothers and sisters, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the highest in his character, in his level, in his position, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us, he is the most beloved. Subhanallah, likewise, we need to also have the faith, this belief, that the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his wives, should be more beloved to us as well. We know that the level of Zainab radiyallahu anha was special. Subhanallah, as she used to say to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was married with all other women by his families. However, the marriage of Zainab radiyallahu anha with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was decided, was given as a command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens. Subhanallah, this in itself is an honor that we need to understand of Zainab radiyallahu anha. My brothers and sisters, Aisha radiyallahu anha, she used to say that she has not seen any woman more faithful, more God-conscious, more committed with the family ties than Zainab radiyallahu anha. My brothers and sisters, it is imperative, it is compulsory upon us that we must revere, honor, respect the mother Zainab radiyallahu anha. And likewise, all the other, mothers of our believers, we are told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself that the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the mothers of the believers. They are ummahatul mu'mineen. They are the mothers of the believers. So my brothers and sisters, we need to ensure that we give due respect and honor to the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zainab radiyallahu anha was definitely a special, woman. She's among the relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the noble women. And this is the reason we need to ensure that we must study the lives of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone was special in their own ways. Subhanallah. It is important that when we are given this title, this responsibility by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are our mothers, we must ensure that we study the lives of our mothers, ummahatul mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. We must understand what level, what status, what position that they carry in our lives. We must understand their lives and learn from their lives so that we can also be successful in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on all the mothers of the believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our lives also in line with those righteous and pious people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and success to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to protect all the Muslim lands. Have mercy on the Muslims across the globe, you know, remove their difficulties, ease their matters, ease and peace is what we ask to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives. We ask Allah Almighty to help us be united in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.